91X News.
It's 9 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Graham Whitaker. Ontario's opposition party is calling for Premier Doug Ford to explain why he suddenly shuffled his cabinet just months after taking power. NDP Deputy Leader Sarah Singh says the move raises concerns.
These actions make it abundantly clear that the Ford government is trying to paper over problems in his hand-picked cabinet. To remove and demote a number of ministers after just a few months is very troubling.
Ford announced the shuffle this morning, days after Economic Development Minister Jim Wilson resigned. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will join world leaders in France this weekend to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the end of the First World War. Trudeau's office says the Prime Minister will visit the Canadian National Vimy Ridge Memorial in northern France on Saturday before attending Armistice Day ceremonies in Paris on Sunday. More than 60 leaders are to take part in the commemoration, including French President Emmanuel Macron, U.S. President Donald Trump, and German Chancellor Angela Merkel. U.S. President Donald Trump got on the phone today with supporters as he prepares to finish up his campaign blitz with three rallies tonight. Karen Travers has more.
President Trump spoke to supporters on a conference call Monday morning, urging them to get out and vote Tuesday. He said a big night for Republicans is a vote of approval for his agenda.
Tomorrow, whether we consider it or not, the press is very much considering a referendum on me and us as a movement.
President Trump told his supporters the stock market has been strong and will continue to be strong so long as Republicans win. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Florida's governor race is shaping up to be one of the most watched contests in the upcoming U.S. midterm elections. Here's Mark Remillard with more.
The vote here in the race for governor, depending on which way it goes, could be an affirmation or a referendum on President Trump. Trump carried Florida in 2016 by 1.2%, but a recent CNN poll finds the president has negative favorability here. And in this race, the Republican candidate Ron DeSantis is a vocal supporter of Trump, and the president has returned the favor.
A vote for Republicans is a vote to protect your family.
But DeSantis trails Democrat Andrew Gillum by 7 points in a newly released Quinnipiac University poll. Mark Remillard, ABC News, outside the state capitol in Tallahassee, Florida.
Bruce MacArthur could stand trial as early as next September. The judge presiding over the case says the trial of the 67-year-old could begin either in September 2019 or in January 2020. MacArthur faces 8 counts of first-degree murder and made his first appearance in Ontario's Supreme Court of Justice today. MacArthur's case will be next in court November 30th. The U.S. Supreme Court has ended the court fight over repealed Obama-era net neutrality rules that required internet providers to treat all online traffic equally. Lena Zak has more.
The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to hear the broadband industry's challenge to net neutrality. The Trump administration had supported reversing the Obama-era rules, but that action was stymied by the courts. The broadband industry then appealed to the Supreme Court, but today it failed to garner the support of at least 4 justices to hear the case, and that means those regulations will remain in place. Lana Zak, ABC News, Washington.
Police say they recovered a body from the shores of Lake Ontario after a vehicle drove into the water in Oakville this morning. Halton Regional Police say one person has been charged with impaired driving in the incident. Police say they were called to the area to investigate a report of a person knocking on doors in the middle of the night. They say after officers arrived on the scene, they located a male and discovered a collision had occurred that ended with a vehicle entering Lake Ontario from a dead-end street. Search efforts continued for several hours, but police have not yet released any information about the accused or the deceased. Provincial police say a woman is dead and a man is in hospital after an ATV collision near Napanee. They say the incident took place around 2:45 a.m. yesterday when the ATV collided with a metal gate that ran across the trail. Police say the woman and the man in the vehicle were not wearing helmets. Both were taken to the hospital with serious injuries, and the 28-year-old woman was pronounced dead. Investigators say the man is still in hospital this afternoon. A caravan of Central American migrants has resumed its trek towards Mexico City, planning to join several other 100 people who have arrived in Mexican capital in hopes of finding a way to reach the U.S. border. ABC's Mark Moore has more.
A migrant caravan is once again on the move. Hundreds of people are on a part of this caravan that has been working its way from Central America into Mexico since October 13th. And it's been an incredibly long and difficult journey, but they have begun the very next leg to Mexico City. And the plan is to make it to the highway and hopefully hitch a ride to the north.
Police say a man has been charged after he allegedly tried to attack someone with an axe in Oshawa. Durham Regional Police say the incident happened at a public park on the evening of Halloween. They say the accused was involved in an altercation with another male and allegedly tried to strike him with a brush axe. Police say he was disarmed by several bystanders who helped him until officers arrived. Investigators say the 33-year-old has been charged with possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose, assault with a weapon, mischief under $5,000, and failing to comply with a probation order. A coroner has ruled rapper Mac Miller's death an accidental overdose following his autopsy. Here's Jason Nathanson with more.
Rapper Mac Miller died of an overdose in September at his home in Los Angeles. Now the LA County Coroner's Office has released an official cause of death. They say it was a mix of drugs, specifically cocaine, fentanyl, and alcohol. Miller died months after splitting with girlfriend Ariana Grande in a recent hit-and-run DUI arrest. Real name Malcolm McCormick, Miller produced five top five albums in his short life, with his debut hitting number one. Mac Miller was 26. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
That's QNET News on 91X. 2405 Sports is next after the break.
What I'm about to tell you could improve your business, and it starts here. Loyalist Community Employment Services. If you're a business owner who needs employees, we have a variety of hiring incentives available for youth under 30 and adults, along with some new programs. Call Loyalist Community Employment Services today and find out how we can help your business.
This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada and the Government of Ontario.
Loyalist Community Employment Services, Dundas Street, Belleville, right beside Pinnacle. Start here.
In Lancers News, Loyalists women's rugby team finished fourth in Saturday's OCAA Women's Rugby Sevens Championship. After defeating Sheridan College 28-5, the Lancers lost to Humber in the semifinals 19-5. Seneca came out on top in the bronze medal game over the Lancers 14-7. Loyalists men's basketball team finished their weekend with two more wins, giving them a record of 3-2 so far in the season. On Friday, they beat Algonquin 73-64, and on Saturday, they were victorious over Lacrete 106-84. The women's basketball team also had a game Friday, losing to Algonquin 89-54. Tom Brady threw 294 yards and a touchdown, and James White ran for two scores to lead the New England Patriots to a 31-17 victory over Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. Brady says their defense did a fine job against Rodgers.
That's a tough offense to defend. I mean, he could fit the ball in a lot of tight spots. They got off the field on third down. They were great rushing. I mean, it just looked like they had to work for every yard. And I know when they're working for every yard, you know, it's a good night for our defense.
In other sports news, there are five NHL games happening tonight with two Canadian teams in action. Connor McDavid and the Oilers are looking for their sixth win in seven games as they head to Washington to face off against Alexander Ovechkin and the Capitals. And Montreal takes on the Islanders at 7 p.m. The NHL has suspended Winnipeg Jets forward Brendan Lemieux for two games after an illegal check to the head of Florida Panthers forward Vincent Trocheck. The incident occurred in the second period of the Panthers' 4-2 win over the Jets on Friday in Helsinki, Finland. Lemieux skated by Trocheck and hit him in the head after the Panthers forward passed the puck into the Jets zone. Lemieux forfeit $9,023.30 American in salary and will be eligible to return when the Jets host Washington on November 14th. Toronto Raptors are in Utah tonight to take on the Jazz. Raptors star Kawhi Leonard, however, is questionable for tonight's game due to a sore foot. In local sports news, the Camp Belford High School football team won the Eastern Ontario Championship in a 44-28 victory over Norwood. The team had a perfect season with five wins and no losses. This is Camp Belford's first time winning the championship since 1980. That's it for sports. Send us your team or league scores by email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now on to weather. The forecast for Belleville today is looking like a high of 19, with mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of drizzle. This will continue into the evening with fog moving in near midnight and a low of 9. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and a high of 14. At 4:09, the temperature is 9 degrees. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Graham Whitaker, QNET News. News at 91X next at 6:00.